Hello, I'm Arnaud Carter-Kenko. I'm a PhD student at the Federal University of Technology of Nina State. Through this presentation, we want to highlight potential collaboration axis with the Ghent University in Belgium. My presentation is entitled Risk Assessment of Intoxication Associated to Mold Contamination of Food in Central African Countries, Chad and Cameroon. By way of introduction, we can say that mycotoxins are natural poison produced by fungi which are heat stable and that contaminate almost all food crops. Their contaminations mostly occur in low and middle income countries, consequently a great source of food waste. On human health, mycotoxins cause cancer, growth retardation, and suppression of immune system. Globally, mycotoxins contamination has profound economic impact and is a great threat for the world food safety. Worldwide, more than 100 countries and organizations have strict regulation for the management of mycotoxins in food based on available quantitative risk assessment data. For Africa, the current available scientific information are mainly concentrated in evaluating mycotoxins content in food and the level of exposure in the population. In sub-Saharan Africa, particularly in Central African countries, no consistent scientific research output is available on risk assessment associated to mycotoxins intoxication in food. This is the reason why we decided as general objective to assess the exposure and the risk of intoxication linked to mycotoxins in food crops in Chad and Cameroon. Specifically, to carry out a qualitative analysis to determine the risk factors linked to handling practices that can potentially influence mycotoxigenic food components. To determine the level of exposure to aflatoxin, fumosin, and ochratoxin in Chad and Cameroon. To develop predicting model of each targeted mycotoxins as a function of the most pertinent factors affecting their variation in those countries. To carry out a quantitative risk assessment under different conditions in each country, which will help to describe the risk posed by those mycotoxins using a Monte Carlo simulation. Conscious of the huge expertise it requires to achieve this work, collaboration with world experts in the domain like mycotoxicologists in Ghent University is therefore a necessity. As anticipated lines of collaboration with mycotoxicologists in Ghent University, we will need firstly their expertise to carry out literature review and framework of the study. To better choose risk factors during qualitative analysis, to set up the best composite designs for the experimental part of this work. Secondly, we will need the laboratory technical platform for mycotoxin quantifications to better reproduce the different parameters required for the experimental part, for the quantification of biomarkers in blood to build technical capacity. Thirdly, we will need the analysis softwares for qualitative risk analysis to develop the predictive mathematical model for the quantitative risk analysis. Fourthly, we will need their guidance to monitor the co-establishment of mycotoxins awareness policy for Central Africa. Thank you for your kind attention.